This poster is entitled Characterization by Mass Spectrometry of the Lipid Metabolism in the Different Molecular Breast Cancer Subtypes. Although early diagnosed breast cancers usually have a good clinical outcome, most breast cancers also have a high probability for progression to metastasis, which is associated with poor prognosis and the main cause of breast cancer death. Adipose tissue, considered previously as an energy storage organ, plays an important role in cancer progression. Our aim is to understand how adipose tissue could modulate the tumor by the communication between breast cancer cells and the adipocytes. Therefore, different molecular subtypes of breast cancer exist, and it's crucial to understand the behavior in the process in each one to achieve a personalized medicine. In our methodology, we firstly differentiated fibroblasts to adipocytes, and we performed a co-culture assay with different breast cancer cell lines: luminal B, HER2 positive, triple negative, luminal A, and its resistant variants TaxR and EpiR. Then we analyze the lipid content of those co-culture adipocytes by an oil red staining, and we analyze the lipid content also in tumor cells. On the other hand, adipocytes were also cultured with palmitic acid labeled, and after co-culture with breast cancer cell lines, we analyze its incorporation in the tumor cells. We also culture adipocytes with the isotopic 13-carbon palmitic acid, and by MNR we analyze in which lipidic families the different cell lines transform this lipid. In our results, first we observe that those adipocytes co-culture with breast cancer cell lines decreases their lipid content in a significant manner after 3 and 6 days of co-culture. Then we also observe that the lipid content in breast cancer cell lines increases after the co-culture. It suggests that there is a clear transfer of lipids from the adipocytes to the tumor cells. Once we analyze the MNR results in the labeled palmitic acid, we could observe that there were a clear transformation of the palmitic acid into different lipidic families. There was an increase in the amount of diacylglycerides, triacylglycerides, phosphatidylcholines, phosphoethanolamines, sphingomyelins, and ceramides. Surprisingly, the lipidic pattern was specific in each cell line. By principal component analysis, we could observe that the lipidic pattern differs in the different cell lines, leading us to differentiate each cell line from the others. Therefore, once we analyze the lipidic pattern of the luminal A and its resistant variants, we observe that they differ drastically. The most interesting result was that the resistant cell line's lipidic pattern was significant approx to triple negative pattern. They transform the palmitic acid in the same manner into phosphatidylcholines, phosphoethanolamines, and sphingomyelins. For this reason, breast cancer treatment, as well as many other cancer types, needs to be understood and analyzed one by one until a personalized medicine will be reached. Crosstalk between breast cancer cells and adipose tissue is crucial for cancer progression and dissemination. Understanding the way that different breast cancer molecular subtypes establish this contact with major adipocytes and how they can transfer specific lipids into their cytoplasm is essential for a future specific treatment. In the same way, understanding why each breast cancer molecular subtype has a specific lipidic pattern can be later extrapolated to a specific treatment and to improve a personalized medicine in breast cancer patients.